在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
Help yourself to advanced English series. Supplementary listening materials. Read by Patricia Estep and Jim Bonk. English at leisure. Unit 1. Shopping. Task 1. Supermarket confusion. Exercise 1 and 2.Barbara, you lived in China in the late 80s, didn't you?
Yes, 1987 to 91 to be precise.
When you went back to Britain, what was the most difficult thing for you to get used to again? I mean, like a culture shock.
Let me see. You see, going back to your own country doesn't usually give you a culture shock, but I had been in China for 4 years, and, well, I suppose I had gotten used to life in China. Well, yes, there was something, actually. What I really couldn't cope with in Britain was the supermarkets.
Supermarkets? Why?
Basically, because there was just too much choice.
Isn't that a good thing?
No, not if you're not used to it.It can be very confusing.
In what way?
Well, let me give you an example. If I wanted to buy a washing detergent, you know, to wash my clothes, in China that is, I would just go to the general store on the college campus and buy a packet of White Cat washing powder.
Oh, yes. I remember White Cat. That's all we could buy then.
Yes, that's right. So there was no decision involved.
So...You think that was a good thing?
Well, not exactly. I mean, of course it's good to have a little competition between brands. I mean, then the customers will choose the best one, and that will have an impact.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址 www.teamroom.com